When President McKinley was elected president, he told his mother that he wanted her by his side as he took the oath of office. But his mother protested, saying that she would feel too uncomfortable around all those dignitaries and important people, that she would just stay at home. And the president-elect said, "If you don't go, I don't go." And soon mother and son were off to D.C. Once they arrived at the Capitol, the president gave his chair to his mother. And all who were in attendance were touched by such devotion to a mother by her son, the President of the United States. On January 1st, the church celebrates the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God. It is the oldest feast dedicated to her in the liturgical year. And the feast developed, and the understanding of the title came about because of questioning about who Jesus was. There were some in the early church who thought that Jesus was God and only pretended to be a human being. And then there were those who thought that Jesus was just a human being who had special powers given to him by God. And through the Council of Nicaea and the Council of Constantinople, the church solemnly defined that Jesus was a divine person with two natures, a divine nature and a human nature. He was fully God and fully man. And we profess this every time we proclaim our faith. Mary brought forth Jesus, conceived him in her womb, and brought him forth, who is truly God and truly man. Therefore, she is entitled to the title Mother of God. Throughout the centuries of the church, Mary has been greatly honored by those of us who love her, through homilies and writings and poetry, churches named after her, songs and art, all reflecting the devotion and love of God's children. If someone were to come up to me and say, "You had a wonderful mother," I would be honored by that, if somebody thought that highly of my mom. And if somebody would have ever came up to my mother and said, "You have a nice son," I'm sure she would have been pleased. To honor Mary does not take away our love and our worship of Jesus, nor does it diminish him, but honors him, that is, we honor his mother. And if we love Jesus, Mary is greatly pleased by such great love and devotion to her son. In the Gospel of St. John, at the wedding feast of Cana, we have the last recorded words Mary speaks in the scriptures, when she tells the waiters, "Do whatever he tells you. Do whatever Jesus tells you." It's a point for all of us to listen to as well, is that we should listen to Jesus. In all the apparitions that Mary appeared, she doesn't come to talk about herself, but tells the seers to proclaim prayer, do penance, turn away from sin, and believe in her son. As we now have crossed over the threshold into the new year, I hope we can take some time today to look back over 2016 and think of all the gifts and blessings that God has given to us, both spiritual and material, as well as all the wonderful people that have touched our lives. And as we move forward in this new year, I hope we'll call upon our Lord and his mother to walk with us. Today, the church urges us to pray for God's gift of peace. We all need peace. And we pray that Jesus, through the Prince of Peace and Mary, the Queen of Peace, will bestow this great gift upon ourselves, our families, our city, our country, the church, and the world, that we may be instruments of his great gift to bring all people together in union with him.